Recorded Books presents Lone Oaks Crossing by Janet Daly. Narrated by Jack Garrett. Chapter 1. Jo Beth Ellis had never been a quitter, and she wouldn't start today. "This morning's events were unfortunate. I'm sorry this happened to you." Jo, her bottom lip bleeding, stood by a window in the principal's office of Stonehill High School, ignoring the somber drawl of the man behind her and the silent vibrations of the cell phone ringing in her pocket, one she never had time to answer, even during her planning period, and stared out at the parking lot that bordered the front of the school. A cool September breeze rustled the thorny hedges along the cracked sidewalks, and the Kentucky sun struggled to nourish life, glinting off the metal hoods and rearview mirrors of parked cars, barely piercing the shadows covering sparse tufts of grass hidden between the brick wings of the school. For a place that was intended to be a safe, nurturing environment, the landscape lacked warmth or welcome. Inside, the atmosphere was worse. Hallways reeked of bleach and floor wax. Profanities echoed against cinder blocks behind locked classroom doors, and voices of harried administrators crackled through static-laden two-way radios, clipped to the hips of patrolling campus security officers. The place had become more of a prison than a high school. Heart pounding, Jo closed her eyes and tried to remember her first day as a teacher 6 years ago, when she'd been an energetic 21-year-old college graduate. The day she'd marched up that sidewalk and into Stonehill High School, head high and smile wide, eager to make a difference in the lives of students she loved, to help them improve their futures and achieve security. But the realities of teaching were far different from the ones she'd been led to envision in college, and thoughts of quitting, along with the realization that she'd thrown away what amounted to a decade of her life, were stronger than ever. Only there was no way she could walk away and abandon the same student body to whom she'd committed herself faithfully years ago. How many other adults had abandoned these children when they had been needed the most? And hadn't she told her students to stick with it countless times over the years, to keep trying, to not give up? She couldn't let them down, especially not now. Not when she'd sacrificed her relationship with what was left of her own family for them. Earl. She thought of her grandfather, whom she'd left behind for her career, mucking stalls, grooming horses, and carrying the full weight of their family horse farm, Lone Oaks Crossing, alone. She thought of him, exhausted, ending each day in an empty house, a shot of bourbon and a view of dark pastures, his only comforts. An ache spread through her, stealing her breath. Perhaps, her principal, Dr. McKenzie, continued, employing a more effective de-escalation technique would have deterred Natasha from striking out at you. Next time? Jo winced as the act of speaking split the wound in her bottom lip more deeply. She touched her tongue to it, tasting blood, and faced him. Twice wasn't enough? Natasha has attacked other students and teachers like this before, all through elementary, middle, and now high school. And what else was I supposed to do? Ask her mid-swing to have a seat, give her a talking stick, then tell her to share her feelings? And what about the other 32 teens in the class, sitting there with nowhere to go, having to watch that play out? She spread her hands, searching for words. Our kids are exposed to violence every day in this building, she continued, not to mention the amount of quality instruction incidents like this cost their education. The interventions you've dictated to us aren't working. The entire school-wide behavior plan hasn't been working for years. I have no voice, no autonomy. Not even in my own classroom. Our kids, especially Natasha, need more help than we're giving them. As it is,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?